donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
News and information programs are made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company, ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Our technical director this afternoon is Henry Frain. Here now with AM 580 News, Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. A public hearing on the proposed closing of the Pontiac Correctional Center filled the local high school to overflowing last night. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports on the 5 hours of testimony before a state commission charged with reviewing the closure.
Department of Corrections Executive Chief Sergio Molina testified that budget constraints dictated the closure of the Pontiac prison so they could open the much newer state prison at Thompson.
And when we've had Thompson Correctional Center sitting vacant and completed since November of 2001, and we're in a position we are right now because of the budget, we had to make a very difficult decision. What are we going to spend that taxpayer dollars on? And we made the decision that we want to operate Thompson.
But Pontiac Mayor Scott McCoy says closing the prison would drive jobs out of town, not just those of prison employees, but also those of their spouses, most of whom not only work but serve other roles.
As these people are also our community volunteers, blood donors, charity workers, peewee football and junior baseball coaches, church members, organizational leaders, PTA parents, and most of all, our friends and our neighbors.
Those spouses include Vicki DeLong, who runs a local restaurant. DeLong says if her husband has to take another corrections job elsewhere, they'll have to uproot their children from the community, including one who is autistic.
I find it ironic that the governor didn't want to move his family into Springfield to the governor's mansion when he took office because he didn't want to interrupt his daughter's lifestyle. Well, Governor Blagojevich, I have 5 children, and they don't want their lifestyles interrupted either.
The State Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability will issue its non-binding ruling on the proposed prison closure in the next few weeks, in time for release of a final report by September 24th. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Barack Obama's campaign says it's kicking off a tour of battleground states, and the candidate is starting in Springfield this weekend. Amanda Vinicky has some more details on the logistics of his visit to Illinois' capital city.
Obama will be back at the old state capitol in downtown Springfield, the same place where he announced he was running for president back in February of last year. During Saturday's event, Obama could be campaigning with his as-yet-unannounced vice presidential running mate. The event is free and open to the public, although the campaign is encouraging anyone who wants to attend to RSVP by visiting Obama's website at www.barackobama.com/Springfield-await. The gates will open Saturday at noon. Signs and banners won't be permitted. Obama will then make several stops in states where he's expected to face a tight race against Republican John McCain, though his campaign hasn't announced where. Obama will end his tour in Denver during the Democratic National Convention. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
High gasoline prices are forcing travelers to ditch their cars in favor of trains, and Amtrak is reporting a record number of passengers. The company's president, Alex Cumont, says the rail service could double in size over the next decade if ridership continues to grow. But he says it needs more money to add trains. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin joined Cumont yesterday to push for more federal money.
The biggest travel day of the year, Thanksgiving, is going to be an awakening for people across America. They're going to find out they can't get a plane reservation because of the reduction in schedules, and they're going to find Amtrak's full, and they're going to ask members of Congress and the Senate, why didn't you see this coming?
Durbin is supporting a bill to authorize almost $9 billion for Amtrak over the next 5 years. The House and Senate have each passed versions of the bill. They still have to work out their differences. Authorities in Shelby County have seized 23 pit bulls and arrested a 34-year-old man on dogfighting charges after they found the animals chained at his home. Matthew Dalton was also charged with a count of possession of marijuana with intent to deliver after investigators also found 9 pounds of marijuana at his home in the community of Stewardson between Shelbyville and Effingham. Dalton was arrested yesterday after a sheriff's deputy saw the dogs while serving civil court papers at the home. The department described them as thin and scarred, and there was no sign of any food or water for them. During a search of the property, authorities also found an alleged dogfighting arena or pit. A company that makes batteries for electric and hybrid vehicles plans to locate its research and production facilities in central Indiana. Enerdil will create more than 850 new jobs in the state through 2012. The company currently operates a 92-person production facility in Indianapolis. It plans to begin hiring additional engineers, production associates, and administrative staff later this year. Enerdel develops lithium-ion batteries for use in hybrid, plug-in electric, and electric-only vehicles. The company plans to expand its Indianapolis operation, build another facility in Noblesville, and build a manufacturing operation at an Indiana location that hasn't yet been determined. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30 Central. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the licensed professionals at Body Therapy Shop, dedicated to helping clients relieve stress-induced muscle or joint pain with therapeutic massage, body work, and physical therapy services. Located in the Lincoln Square Village, Urbana, with more information on the web at bodytherapyshop.com.